Well, I'm glad to tell you that we also have our guest right here with us in the studio, and we will be talking music. We will be talking about a very, very important cause, which is fundraising for the visually impaired here in South Sudan. Now, apart from being a venue for a very busy political and diplomatic week, Juba has also been a stage for a fundraiser event for the Union of the Visually Impaired. While the musicians from Kenya and South Sudan got together at Baobab House in Bulok on Saturday to try to collect some money. Now, how successful was the event? Well, I'm glad to tell you that here with me in the studio right now, we have Abul Oyaideng, who is one of the organizers, and she joins me in the studio with a musician all the way from Kenya. We'll get to know the details of the musician, and also he get to sing for us a little bit here in the studio. Abul, good morning, and good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sivid. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you. Tell us about this event on Saturday. What is it all about?
So it was a fundraising event to raise money for the visually impaired. Mm-hmm. So I moved in the visually impaired compound in April 2019, and I'm renting a part of their house, and that's where I put up the gallery. And actually, the name Baobab came from the big Baobab tree they have in the compound. So this is where we put up the Baobab Art Gallery. And you know, as an artist, we reflect on things that happen in our country, in our region, in our daily lives, and give back to the society as well. So spending some time with them and getting to know, you know, as a visually impaired person in Juba and South Sudan, for that matter, it's not easy. You know, you can't get a job easily. Mm-hmm. And just a way of, you know, helping themselves and running the organization. So what I did was sat down with them and ask them how I can help. Mm-hmm. And because of the gallery, usually we have functions and it's really full. So I asked them if we could extend the into their compound, mm-hmm. and start up something that is income generating, and you know, something that they can support themselves with. And so we came up with a coffee shop, and this is where it all started. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, how, you know, I've been putting in whatever I had in my pocket to build the structures that are there now. But then time is running out for the deadline we had put in. Like, okay, let's mm-hmm. do a fundraising to finish up the main coffee shop. And yeah, this is how. Great.
So basically, you're raising this money so you can build for them a coffee shop, and you know, something that can raise money for the visually impaired.
Exactly.
Great.
And they will be working as well. So they will be the ones serving. Mm-hmm. And for those who came on Saturday, you can see a lot of people were serving. And it's weird, mm-hmm. when I talk to people, they're like, How can a blind person serve me? Uh-huh.
And they were doing it.
Yeah.
So how did the event hall go?
It was beautiful. As you know, Saturday there was so many events going on, and at some point I was a little worried, but you know, the turnout was amazing. People were, you know, it was full.
That's
it
good.
Was full, yeah.
Yes, we have in the studio a musician all the way from Kenya, Fadali.
Fadili.
Good morning, Fadili. Good to have you on Miraya Breakfast Show.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Was this your first time of being in South Sudan?
Yeah, my first time in South Sudan.
What is your first impression when you reached?
Bro, man, it felt so much like home. Mm-hmm. I can say the people. I just told this to a friend of mine yesterday, that the people are so, so authentic. They're so genuine. They're mm-hmm. so welcoming. It's such a special place, man.
Great.
It feels so good.
Yes, and participating in this kind of very important cause, the fundraising, how was it for you doing this?
Oh, man. I'm out of words, man. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. The audience was super receptive. The especially the community for the visually impaired, mm-hmm. they had so much love and so much connection, and they could feel that this was for them,
exactly.
and this was about them.
Exactly.
And I'm yet to feel that kind mm-hmm. Of a reception, and it has really triggered something inside of me, because I'm very passionate for African music and music for Africa. Mm-hmm. So I felt like this is such a unique and significant connection, and it was actually meant to be that I be here in this particular time for this particular launch. So this was really, it was really meaningful for
great.
Me.
Great. Yeah. And I see you move with a guitar, you perform yes. live. just introduce us a little bit to your music.
So shall I play you guys a complete piece or a short piece?
Yeah, just short pieces.
All right.
So what's that song you're going to sing?
So this one, this is a very new song. Actually, not singing, it's a year old, but it's unreleased. But it's one of my favorite songs. It's called Sengonanga. Mm-hmm. Sengonanga is a Luya word. It means you comfort my heart. Mm-hmm. And it's a song I wrote to our forefathers and the ancestors and our leaders, John Garang, mm-hmm. Kenyatta, Mandela, mm-hmm. Thomas Sankara, mm-hmm. the leaders that have made Africa have a face, the leaders that have stood up for Africa when times are tough. And it basically says that even when things are hard, we are comforted by the thought that you build up foundations for us to stand on. So that's
please,
the song.
Please, guy. This already sounds nice to me. Lots of words. Really, really sounds good today. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for that piece. Now, Abul, this particular course that you're doing, of course, helping the visually impaired, their union, and you've been with them for quite some time now, you said, and you've been seeing their everyday struggle. Just share for us, what do these people go through every day?
It's not easy. South Sudan having its own, struggles going on. I don't think disability, most of the time it's not, we don't put it as a priority. I've seen them, I've sat down with them and they talk about just the daily lives and what they go through. And, it takes a lot, things like, I think it needs a lot of counseling because there's some, some are born visually impaired, some are, just at an older age you lose your sight and it becomes a problem. Like, mm-hmm. it's, so I've I've seen them go through that, and I think we've kind of created a bond where we, you know, they will freely come and talk to me, oh, you know, this and this and this. And through that, it's humbling, you know, it's humbling. And this is why I feel like, well, I don't have much as a person, but I have the ability to call on Civit. You know, Civit, we need to do this, and this is happening in this, and yeah. So, and I think that's the part of me that I'm using to be able to, you know, just create an awareness to the people and be like, hey, if you can do something, let's come together and.
And let's do it.
Yeah.
Now, how can we help? Like, those listening to us right now who would like to contribute, who would like to help in this cause, what can they do?
You know, they can come to the center, see the progress, see what's happening. You know, just come and visit. Talk to you. If you'll find the chairman there, Mr. Robert Lado, and he will take them through, you know, everything. And what I like about the All Initiative is they own it, you know. I know I've met people that were very business oriented, and they're like, so how are you going to get your money? You're putting in so much, you know, and things like that. But then for me is more of, hey, I'm going to do this. They will manage it. They will run it. It will go back to them. And so whoever is out there and they're willing to help, they can, you know, go see the center, see what you can contribute. Say, hey, I'm going to buy blocks to finish up. So we accept everything in kind, money, emotional support, and all things like that. So,
sounds really good. Fadili, just briefly, how can we use art, you know, like you musicians, is an artist, how do you use art to promote this kind of good cause, you know, for helping those who needed our help?
Oh man, that's a beautiful question. Sabine, art, we have to realize that first of all, art is a weapon.
It is a weapon.
Yeah. And art is it is a tool that we can use to shape anything we want in life. Because I learned this from a friend of mine. She's a literature scholar and a writer. And she said to me one time, she said, you know, Fadili, I am very happy for what you do, because you have to realize that art makes life bearable.
True.
And artists are the canaries in the mines. And what that means is when if I can just explain that briefly. When
people
used to go and miners used to go and mine for coal or for gold or for diamonds, and they would go so deep underground. And sometimes you go so deep until you're out of oxygen and you don't realize it. And you just find people are fainting, people are losing life, and you don't know, miners don't come back. So what they used to do, they used to send these small birds called canaries, because they're so noisy and so lousy. And the deeper they go, if you can still hear the canaries, you know, it's safe. If they go silent, you don't go beyond that point, because you know now it's unsafe. And that is what artists are. We are the canaries in the mines. When life becomes unbearable, it's art you turn to. It's the music you listen to. It's you want to go for a nature walk. You want to see something different to explain life to you. So the role of art in society is critical. It is not something we can just say, those are artists. They are reckless. They are useless. They are meant to be that way, to make life have perspective. Because artists can see things from a different perspective, from the normal corporate world. We see things differently. And that alone provides alternative methods and alternative ways to bring solutions, like what Abul is doing. She has an art gallery, and she sells these pieces, and a percentage of it goes into supporting the visually impaired, because you can see that they've been neglected. And artists, I say this all the time, the artists, we are merchants of expression. So we can see things, and we can see, oh, this is not being addressed, and we can take care of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like the role of art is really important. Art is expensive. Art is expensive, but we know that it should go back. If it means anything, it's meant for the people. It's not meant for you. Mm-hmm. It's a gift that you're given to share. And in Swahili, you say, msanii ni kioo cha jamii. That means you're the mirror of the society. You feel it first, and you can be able to express it in words that a banker cannot say.
Great. All right, we'll get back to you when you will be singing for us one more song. And Abul, just before we go, you like to add on what exactly he said in South Sudan content when it comes to what we're going through right now. There's a lot of sometimes hate speech, this tribalism, talking about this, the current conflict in the country. How can artists use the platform that they have in order to, you know, bring this kind of issues forward to be addressed?
Well, I feel like Fadili explained it exactly the way, you know, I would love to. And, you know, I mean, as you know, I've been with Anataba, and when we started Anataba, it came from the same feeling. This is happening in our country. What can we do? This is, as an artist, how do we bring about? How do we address these things in a very soft way that everybody else can understand? We're still on a long way to go, but as you know, we've been doing it. The artists in South Sudan are trying. They're really, really trying. They're doing amazing stuff. They're sending out messages. They are, and people are starting to listen.
That's a good thing. All right, Fadili.
All right.
Yes, let's go for some little break, right, and we'll be back with your final messages.
Awesome.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Should I play something?
Yes. So, absolutely.
All right, awesome. All right,
Mimi hapa ndakuwepo, wakupenda zaidi yako wa yupo. Hata kama ziwepo, wasifuate upepo, watangupe mapepo. Mwishi wana kulina wana ruamure. Toke ya po, mimi ya panda kuwepo, okupenda zaidi yako wa yupo. Hata kama ziwepo, usifuate upepo, wanda kupe mapepo. Mwishi vana kulina vana ruamure. Nakupenda hadi mwisho wa dunia, nitakufunda wema na pia nitakukinga pendo bandia. Nitakupenda mwisho wa dunia, nitakufunza wema na pia nitakulinda pendo bandia.
Wow. Thank you, Fadili, and that's a beautiful song indeed. Tell us about that song briefly.
This song, it's a recently written song, actually. It's not even 1 week old. But it's a song I'm writing for my kids.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think African parenting has been criticized, and it is of course, with reason. There's ways that we've been handling childhood and handling children that has to be changed. And of course, there's ways that we have to hold on to. Mm-hmm. But in this song, I'm basically saying, my child and my sons, I'm always going to be here. I want you to go out there, make mistakes, and learn from them. But when it gets hard, I will not send you away. Mm-hmm. When it gets hard, come back to me, we'll fix it. Come back, we can always fix it. I've seen more, I know better, and we can work it out. So it's just a song saying, you know, I want to be there for you, my children.
Great. Beautiful sounds, yeah. Of course, and the meaning is, wow. All right, Abul, your final remarks, please. What message would you like to send out there when it comes to this kind of projects that you're working on, this fundraising and helping those who are less privileged?
I mean, I just want to let people know that, you know, let's look beyond our little, you know,
cycle,
and it doesn't have to be something so big, you know, mm-hmm. that you can help. Whatever you can do that is to your ability, I think we should always be able to, you know, give back. And then for the Baobab Coffee Shop, I think they can reach me mm-hmm. in, I don't know, email, Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, my Twitter handle is Abuloyai, and then Gmail, abuloyai@gmail.com. And, mm-hmm. you know, and come to the center. I prefer people to come there and see exactly what is happening, you know. And, yeah.
Great. Thank you so much, Abul, for coming to Mirai Studios. And Fadili, your final remarks, please.
Who do I address this to?
Just a listener.
All right. To the listeners out there, love is love. And love is the cure and love is the disease. I think that's my final remark. Whatever it is you're going through, mm-hmm. love is the cure. And love is the disease.
All right. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Thank you for coming to South Sudan.
Thank you,
Abul. We do appreciate and wish you all the best in your project. If you just joined us, you're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. You can share your thought with us about that. Our text message line is 0929-693205. Good morning.